Genesis is a book of hope and promise. Genesis begins with God's creation of a wonderful world in which man and woman are given a beautiful garden for a home in which God Himself is present. Genesis contains the story of Abraham and Sarah, in which God promises they will be parents of a great nation, and their descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. However, we all know that the stories in Genesis don't always have a happy ending. Because of disobedience, Adam and Eve are expelled from the garden. By the time of Noah, only one faithful person is left on the earth. Although Abram receives a great promise, it never really happens in his lifetime. Instead of ruling a great nation, he can't even buy a plot of land to bury his wife. Although promised countless children, he has only two sons, one whom he must chase away, the other he is commanded to kill. Abraham's grandson Jacob is a rascal who tricks his father, his brother, and his uncle. In the story we read today, Jacob's son Joseph isn't much better. As they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like his father, Joseph is a spoiled braggart who tells his parents and his brothers they will bow down to him. No wonder his brothers hate him and try to kill him. Although eventually Joseph comes out well, today's reading ends with Joseph narrowly escaping death only because he is sold into a life of slavery. The future for Joseph looks bleak. The other story for today is Jesus walking on water. Jesus is not the only character in the story, and for the other character, Peter, this is a terrifying experience. Perhaps a bit like Joseph in his arrogance and self-confidence, Peter gives walking on water a try. After a few steps, he panics and begins to sink. Although Jesus saves Peter, at the time when he is sinking, Peter knows he is drowning. Perhaps more than ever before, we can now relate to these two stories. Like Joseph, we're discouraged because we face a very uncertain future. Like Peter, we are terrified. We're terrified by a crisis caused by a virus none of us can see. It is a crisis that has taken away our jobs, our ability to move about freely, our health, and even the lives of family and friends. Most of all, it is a crisis with no end in sight. Today's reading in Psalms offers hope and promises restoration. Psalm 85 tells us that God will speak peace to his people, that God's salvation is at hand, and that God will give what is good. The hope and promise is that God is with us and that all will be well. How will this happen? Not by some quick and easy solution, such as praying for a miracle and expecting God to do something without our involvement. When Jesus left the earth, he promised that God would continue to be present in the Holy Spirit. The church is the practical and visible expression of God's presence. The church is the manifestation of God's Holy Spirit. We, the church, we, the people of ACC, we are God's hands and feet in Arusha or wherever we are now scattered. We are the ones through whom God speaks peace, brings salvation, and gives what is good. When the future looks bleak, as it did for Joseph being carried off into slavery, or Peter sinking into the deep waters, the Holy Spirit through the church reaches out. For some of you, this is through putting yourself at risk by caring for the sick. For some, it may be giving financial help to a friend, a relative, or even a stranger. For some, it may be bringing food to a person in need. For some, it may be assisting with school fees that enable a child to remain in class. For some, it may be going into the classroom and teaching that child. For some, it may be a letter or a telephone call, letting another know that you're thinking of them and praying for them. For some, it may be spending time just listening as a frightened person expresses their fears. These are some of the ways that we can show the presence of the Holy Spirit, speak peace, bring salvation, and give what is good. May God bless you and keep you. Amen.